Harare magistrate Stan Mambanje threw out the application, saying the court had ruled that they were brought to court within the required time and the defense had not opposed the ruling on its previous sitting on the matter. Attorney Kudzai Kadzere said he was disappointed that the court did not agree with them in this matter.
Yes, we are extremely disappointed in the judgment that has just been passed by the court to dismiss our application for referral of the matter to the Constitutional Court. In particular, the constitutional right to be brought to court within 48 hours and as well as the constitutional right to protection of the law. Those were the basis upon which we had applied.
Masarira was remanded in custody while a co-accused out on bail. Kadzere said he was also disappointed. The court did not entertain his application for Masarira to be transferred to Mutare Remand Prison so he could cancel a warrant of arrest which would enable him to apply for bail.
Yes, again, on that application has just been dismissed. The court said that it did not have the jurisdiction to issue that order. And if that order is to be issued, then it can only be issued by a court sitting at Mutare.
The state has not yet revealed the contents of the said warrant for her arrest. Scores of pro-democracy activists who thronged Mbare Magistrate Court today in solidarity with Masarira and others described today's ruling as a setback for pro-democracy activists. One of them, Pride Mukono, said they will keep up the fight.
We have to carry that struggle forward. The solidarity to come here to say in court and to visit in prison must continue. But more importantly, we must continue to show action, to demonstrate, to do the things that she has been doing in which have made the state, made the decision that it has of looking her up.
At Life Muzingwa of Tajamu Kasesi Chikile said they will up the tempo with more demonstrations lined up until the Zimbabwean crisis is resolved.
We reiterate our position that Mugabe has failed to put his house in order. He has to resign. That's our statement. It's very clear.
Groups like Tajamu Kasesi Chikile and hashtag This Flag campaign are demanding President Robert Mugabe and his government should address the country's socio-economic problems or leave office. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.